all the way from L.A., Ladonia, coming in this morning, Community R6. The high school principal, Mr. Bob Curtis, is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
We also have the superintendent of the Community R6 School District, Mr. Nick Larson. And good morning to you, sir.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to have you in here. Wanted to catch up with you a little bit after the Christmas break. Coach Bob Curtis, you are also the coach of the girls' basketball team at Community R6, the Lady Trojans. Season is about halfway over, and wondering if you'd just kind of give us a little bit of an update about your team this season.
You bet. We currently sit at 7-5, winning really five of our last seven, with two losses being in one in double overtime to Sturgeon. And then last night, the one seed over at the New Franklin tournament, we played Fayette and dropped a heartbreaker last night to them. But, you know, we're living up to what we discussed on day one, and week to week just being better. Like I said, five of our last seven we've won. And then, you know, the two losses have been in overtime. So I feel like the kids are grinding, you know, and they're really, really getting better. Our sophomores are merging with our seniors, and things are headed in the right direction.
Second half of the season, you have a lot of home games left. Are you going to be on the road? A little mixture going on there?
You know, a little mixture. You know, we're led by Kylie Brooks, one of our seniors. In our first round win at New Franklin, she had 28 points and 15 rebounds, which is career highs for her in both. And Leah Welch also is doing a nice job in the post. And then our backcourt, the Beamer sisters, and you know, they really can heat up from the outside. Our defensive stopper, Brooklyn Glasgow, is really doing a nice job on their best kid this year. So, yeah, we got a lot to look forward to.
Very nice. You know, we wanted to kind of talk a little bit of business this morning, too. Tell us about graduation rate, if I can get that out, and maybe the school attendance. I know the flu's going around everywhere right now.
Yeah, you know, we take pride in both those areas. Graduation rate has been at 100% for the last several years. But there's a lot of people that are involved in that, you know, parents and staff and administration. But wanted to kind of discuss also, you know, our high school, middle school counselor, Mrs. Gilman, Jennifer Gilman, does a great job with students that come in, and maybe their transcript looks like, you know, very, very dark and cloudy as far as graduation, and it might not be in the cards. And she sits down with kids that come in from other districts and really kind of shine some light on, hey, this is the timeline, this is what it looks like, and this is how we can get you, you know, to graduation. And I think we, you know, do a nice job of not only with ours, but with kids that come to our district, getting them to graduation. So very, you know, very good thing for us. And then, you know, when it comes to attendance, we've been hovering around 95% the last 2 years, which really, you know, the 3 years before that, coming out of COVID, everybody was suffering. But I think we've bounced back and really making it a priority within our community.
Very nice. You know, my son is in the junior high, and he told me whenever he first got back in school to start the year, they started testing. I bet that's kind of the way things are going to go for the second half of the school year, being back this week. Tell us a little bit about that testing, if you will.
Yeah, you know, the testing season is going to fire up for us. You know, high school EOCs is April 16th, and middle school MAP is going to hit us about April 25th. So we're really looking forward to the data, as we feel like it's been a strong academic year for us, and we're headed in the right direction. So we're excited for spring. It's not far off. You know, this has been a very fast school year, so we're eager to see what that's going to look like this spring.
Eyes ahead on second half projects, any of those going on?
Yeah, you know, so second semester, just a couple things coming up for us in the high school. Big shout out to Mrs. Haley Larson and Mrs. Haley Chalfant, who are working on homecoming festivities. That's coming up on January 19th, and then winter formal on January 20th. We have you know, all kinds of fun there, musical performances, games, floats. We crown a king and queen, and then we follow it up with a dance on the 20th. Something else that also is kind of unique to us, on March 12th, our administrative team and Board of Education feel like it's really something. We want our juniors to all take the ACT if they want to, and we pay for that, and we don't want it to be a roadblock for any student that looks to further their education. So that's really important to us, and we do that this spring. Last thing, big shout out to Stacy French. Something new that we're going to do this spring is called She's our FFA advisor, Stacy is, and R6 FFA Aggie Days. It's going to be the first time we've done this on March 18th. We're going to have hundreds of students in FFA chapters from around the state will come to our school and compete prior to their district contesting qualifying. And so, you know, those contests are nursery, landscaping, meats, horticultural, but it'll be a real unique, you know, have all those kids in our building and compete before districts. So just she does an excellent job with our chapter, and it'll be a top-notch experience for those kids and our kids as well.
We'll look forward to that. We'll bring the Superintendent Nick Larson into the conversation here. You know, we kind of talked to a couple of area superintendents about the school report card. It's the APR is the acronym for that. Just kind of update us on how Community R6 did on the APR, if you will.
Yeah, the annual performance report's a statewide litmus on how you stack up compared to schools around you, and then maybe how you've grown within your own district. As we all know, they changed how they're scoring that in the last couple of years, and so that looks quite a bit different. One thing I was extremely proud of was we got 96% of our continuous improvement points, so that means that we're doing things to get our district heading in the right direction, both academically, but then also socially and emotionally is something that we focus on. You know, I've talked to you about this at length, Matt, but I have some real problems with the APR and how they score things. For example, we have 95% district-wide attendance, and then we get 2 out of the 4 points on that. That's curious to me. We need to do some more research and understand how that happens. The other small complaint that I had was we noticed a couple errors in our APR, and we reached out to the state to say, hey, can we appeal this so we can get accurate data? And they just said, hey, there's no appeal window. We're going to publish it as is, which was pretty frustrating for us. With that being said, well, we stacked up well against schools in the area. Our goal, obviously, is always to earn 100% of the points, and we were in the mid-70s. We're going to continue to set goals as an administrative team and work on those things so we can score as high as possible.
Very nicely. Real quickly, if you'll go over some of those projects you have coming up for the spring and possibly into the summer.
Yeah, great question. So we passed that bond issue last April, and we still have some projects that we're wrapping up on that. You know, we got a bunch of new doors to enhance safety and security within the district, and we're still waiting on those to be delivered. We did last week install the guttering for the last bit of drain tiling. Shout out to Chris Jung for getting that wrapped up for us. We've got bids out for epoxy floors in the bathroom, and then we've got to put up a little ag storage building outside of the ag shop, trying to clean up that back space for us. And then we've got some companies coming in to tell us maybe how we can spruce up the front of our building and help us with that stuff. We also have quite a bit of concrete work that needs to be done as far as just aging broken concrete throughout the district, and so we're looking to get some of that fixed. And then some other things we're working on this time of year is next year's calendar. Everybody wants to know when we're going to go to school, so that's exciting stuff. And then we're looking at refinancing some bonds and hopefully saving the district a little bit of money.
Very nice. Well, we appreciate both of you gentlemen coming in here, and we'll catch up with you again sometime next month.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for having us in.